You're listening to The Stormcast, stories of generosity in the midst of disaster. Join Reverend Dr. Art McClanahan as he explores the impact of Hurricane Florence and how United Methodist Churches in North Carolina are making a difference in their communities.
Reverend Suzanne Cobb is the pastor of Fletcher's Chapel United Methodist Church in Durham, North Carolina. She's been involved in disaster response ministry for many years, and as pastor of Fletcher's Chapel United Methodist Church, she has had the opportunity to work with some wonderful people of that congregation as they have reached out to those who have suffered from Hurricane Florence. Suzanne, talk a little bit about your fondness for and background with disaster response relief.
Thanks, Art. I was introduced to disaster relief in 1996 when Hurricane Fran came through eastern North Carolina. And I've had experiences all over the Southeast jurisdiction where I have traveled to Mississippi and Alabama, Florida, all throughout the Southeast in working with different situations where hurricanes and tornadoes have caused damage in many places. And on Friday morning, September 21st, which was the Friday after Hurricane Florence came through North Carolina, I posted with a picture of my disaster relief t-shirt and my boots and my hat. I took a picture of those as I prepared that morning to go out into Wilmington, North Carolina, with a busload of supplies from not only Fletcher's Chapel United Methodist Church, but also Aldersgate United Methodist Church in Durham, where we encouraged our congregation to give the things that they had purchased as they were anticipating Florence to cause power outages and possibly damage here in Durham. And so the congregations, these two congregations, brought their items to both of the churches. And we were really thinking that we were just going to take our two cars down, one from Aldersgate and one from Fletcher's Chapel. But we actually got so many supplies that we ended up driving a bus full of water and non-perishable canned goods and things down so that Trinity United Methodist Church in Wilmington, where they were devastated, would have to be able to distribute in Wilmington. But I wanted to share this quote with you that I put up on my social media that morning as I was preparing. And the quote says, "Fran introduced me to disaster relief. Florence is calling my heart. Through the years, throughout the Southeast jurisdiction I have served, I'm prepared to go this day knowing God is with us." And that is just a quote that really summed up my feelings and emotions as I prepared to go into this disaster environment, knowing that I would be seeing things like we did see as we drove down and as we came back from just the day trip down to Wilmington.
Talk about the impact that what you saw had on you immediately and then has been a part of who you are since then.
Well, one of the visions that I have in my mind that I really didn't talk to anybody. I was traveling with two millennials, which was a joy for me. We were in a silent time as we drove the bus down, watching and looking and seeing what the damage had occurred. And we drove through one of the areas, and I saw this young mother out in her front yard as she was raking up debris. and three little ones scurrying around her. They were all outside. It was still very humid and very hot. And I know that as I watched this, just for that glimpse of a moment as we drove down that two-lane road, we had to take back roads to get to Wilmington. And I just remember thinking back to what it was like as a young mother with three little ones of my own. My children now are adult children, but what it must have felt like for her, knowing that there was no way, as I looked at her house, that she had any power. And she was trying to entertain them and yet also break up the debris that she could. And just praying for her. And, my path will probably never come across her life, but just knowing that she was struggling and doing the best she could. The two younger ones were in diapers, and the older one was probably about six. No school for him, but just knowing that she was probably in dire need, and hoping that we were about halfway through our trip. So knowing that the supplies we had in the bus probably would never reach her, but praying that someone and some means would eventually come her way so that she would feel some semblance of a blessing and some semblance of peace as her life had been turned upside down.
Now, when you got to Wilmington,
Tara had gathered up church members at Trinity. Most of them were retired that met us at the church. There were two teenagers and then another younger middle school that was with us that greeted us. The most of the ones that came to unload the bus were retired. And I remember them saying, "We're the lucky ones. We didn't have a tree fall on our house. We did lose power for a while, but we're the lucky ones." And they kept saying that, "We're the lucky ones." And I was just thinking as we were, looking at these giant trees that had fallen all over the beautiful port city of Wilmington, and these faithful saints of the church recognizing that they had really come through it without much damage, and yet there they were as the saints of the church gathered to decide, where are we going to put these items? Where are we going to send them? How are we going to distribute them? They were already putting their faith into action, and it was just a beautiful thing. And, Tara had damage done to their parsonage that they live in, but she was really trying to just, receive the gifts that had come their way, giving great thanks for it, and probably still in a little bit of shock, all of them, but yet their spirits were still just so strong within them, and knowing that it was the right thing to do. And, they didn't even have power in their church, but they were, trying to figure out how they were going to make everything work. So it was, it's just what it means to be people of faith. And they were ready to receive, even though they were all really tired, you could tell. So, but they were grateful, just reminded them of what it means to be, a connectional denomination. And the United Methodists were there and bringing things. And they were just really, really grateful for it.
You had a bus full. It sounded like that surprised you that you would have to have a bus to carry from Aldersgate and Fletcher's Chapel. What you brought down, how much of an impact do you think that would have had in that immediate aftermath? Or was that just sort of like a figuratively a drop in the bucket?
Well, you know, it's interesting because we went on Friday, and the very next day, Trinity United Methodist in Wilmington has once a month a free meal for the homeless. And one of the things that Aldersgate did and Fletcher's Chapel, we combined our resources, and we knew that this meal was going to happen. So we took 400 hot dogs, buns, and the fixings, and chips and water for them to distribute and have the opportunity to gather around the table with the homeless population in Wilmington and beyond, because the invitation was extended to all who needed to have a hot meal. And so even though it felt like a drop in the bucket, we knew that there was going to be the opportunity to share and for those at Trinity that could that were the ones that were going to be serving this food, that it was going to provide the opportunity for those whose paths might not have ever crossed to sit down at a table and be able to have a meal, share stories, and be able to just understand that they weren't alone, and that it was a chance for different populations to gather. And so I think that Fletcher's Chapel and Aldersgate played a part in that message of you're not alone, and gave the opportunity for connections to be made in that area that may not have ever happened. And so I just feel like, you know, actually when we left ART to go, the state of North Carolina highways were, the people who, you know, control the highways were saying, don't go to Wilmington. And so these two millennials and I got in this bus knowing that there was a chance that we were going to get turned around. But that's one of the reasons that I pulled my credentials out from days gone by, and was just praying that we would not be stopped and turned around, because we knew that the grocery store shelves were empty, and they were having a hard time getting food in. And so people who know me probably would not, you know, they wouldn't be surprised that, you know, I went with great boldness and confidence that I would be able to even convince the authorities to let me through. And like I said, I knew God was going to be with us. And interestingly enough, it took us about 5.5 hours to get to the destination that normally would take about 2.5. But part of that had to do with us taking the back roads, and we had to stop and get gas before we got into the area that didn't have gas. We woke up that morning with no hesitation, and I, you know, I just believed that God was going before us, and it was what we were called to do. You know, it was a very long day, but it was worth being able to provide. The three of us did not experience that time around the table and that fellowship, but I have been back. I was just there yesterday, which is you know, about a month later, and hearing the stories of God's grace and God's love that was shared just on the very next day was really what our intent was we knew we wouldn't be able to experience it, but we were providing that what they needed to be able to gather that group of people together. And I know it's been a month because they have this meal once a month, and they are going to gather the homeless again and provide another meal this coming Saturday. And Fletcher's Chapel is going down this coming Saturday to be able to sit around the tables and talk to the folks who really don't have a roof over their head, and just listen to their stories and find out what their needs are now, a month later. This is going to be a long time recovery, and we know that. And so we want to continue to be present. And our hope is that God is going to pave a path for us to go once a month at least and take this trek down to Wilmington from Durham and just be the hopefully the vision of hope that, you know, that God is all in this and that we'll continue to serve as long as the need is there.
A vision of hope is really important. Blessings to you and the people at Fletcher's Chapel for being, and Aldersgate initially too, for being willing to make that commitment, and then even more to be willing to go back, and even more than that, to listen to their stories and come alongside and be with the people who are there. As you say, their journey will be a long one, a difficult one. It's a marathon and not a sprint, and will weigh heavily on them, will probably weigh heavily on you all too. But being that bearer of hope, that confirmation that God is with them and with you is really important. Suzanne, thank you for the conversation. Thank you for reflecting on what you experienced. And thank you for your ongoing partnership with people in need in Wilmington and all across the state of North Carolina.
Thanks for listening to the Stormcast. If you'd like to give to North Carolina Conference Disaster Response, visit nccumc.org/disaster, where 100% of your gift goes towards response in North Carolina. Thank you to Reverend Dr. Art McClanahan and the Iowa Conference for giving time to make this podcast episode. To hear more stories of generosity and our other podcasts, visit nccumc.fm.